Hi everyone, my name's Sophie. I'm here today to share my experiences from a recent day excursion I took to Kaikoura, a lovely coastal town in New Zealand. I had originally planned to spend that particular weekend doing a challenging mountain hike in the Southern Alps, but after reading a few travel blogs and talking to some locals, I decided to book a day trip to Kaikoura instead. The area is absolutely famous for its rich marine life, and my specific objective was to go dolphin watching. Getting there from my base in Christchurch was the next challenge. A lot of fellow backpackers told me the coastal train was the most scenic option, and I really wanted to do that. But unfortunately, it was completely fully booked for the entire week. Consequently, I ended up catching an early morning shuttle bus. It wasn't quite as romantic as a train journey, but it actually turned out to be incredibly comfortable and got me there in good time. I arrived in the town a couple of hours before my dolphin-watching boat was scheduled to depart. I initially thought about visiting the local museum to kill some time and learn about the region's history, but it turned out to be closed for seasonal renovations. Instead, I went for a leisurely stroll along the cliff path, which offered the most spectacular, sweeping views of the peninsula and the vast Pacific Ocean. To be honest, I was quite nervous about the weather conditions. The forecast on the news the night before had predicted heavy rain for the entire day, so I was really dreading a miserable, wet experience out at sea. To my absolute delight, the forecast was completely wrong, and we were blessed with clear skies once we got out onto the open water. The sunshine made the ocean look incredibly blue. Before boarding the vessel, the crew gathered us all together for a comprehensive safety briefing. I had brought my own heavy winter coat, assuming the ocean breeze would be absolutely freezing and I'd need the extra warmth. However, the tour company insisted that everyone put on a life jacket before stepping onto the deck, just as a standard safety precaution, regardless of what we were already wearing. Once we were out at sea, the excitement really started to build. Everyone had their cameras ready, hoping to spot a giant sperm whale, as they are native to these deep waters and often come to the surface. We didn't manage to find any of those massive creatures on this occasion, but we did sail past a surprisingly large group of seabirds diving frantically for fish, which was quite a dramatic spectacle in itself. About an hour later, the captain suddenly slowed the boat down and pointed towards the horizon. We rushed to the edge of the deck and saw a massive pod of dusky dolphins swimming right alongside our vessel. I thought they might just swim past quietly, but they actually started doing these incredible acrobatic jumps right out of the water. It was like they were putting on a show specifically for us. After returning to the harbour, I realised I was absolutely starving. Kaikoura is widely renowned for its fresh seafood, and I was sorely tempted to grab a classic portion of fish and chips from a little seaside kiosk. However, I noticed a small, cosy cafe serving hot garlic soup, and I decided that really hit the spot after being out in the bracing ocean breeze for so long. Before catching my transport back to Christchurch, I wanted to buy a small keepsake to remember the perfect day. I browsed through a busy little gift shop and almost purchased a printed T-shirt with a cartoon whale on it. Ultimately, though, I went for a lovely silver ring shaped like a dolphin's tail, as it felt a bit more personal and elegant. The whole excursion was a brilliant success and has really inspired me to explore more of the country's natural wonders. I initially thought my next trip would be exploring the deep caves up in the north, but I've just booked a weekend doing nature photography down in the national park instead. I just can't wait to get back into the great outdoors.